This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. With 9 known cases now of the Zika virus in Florida, officials in 4 counties have declared health emergencies. In Miami, this woman says concerns about Zika will not stop her from traveling to the Caribbean.
I just kind of go with the flow and hope I'm not affected by it at all.
Dr. Steve Redd with the CDC says more states will likely soon be facing a similar problem.
I think we should expect that as travelers return, they'll be tested, and there are going to be many states that have returning travelers that have the infection.
Health officials caution women who are pregnant or plan to be soon to avoid travel to countries where Zika is prevalent. The Senate continues to work through scores of amendments to the energy bill. We get more from correspondent Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill.
The Energy Policy Modernization Act is the first major overhaul of the nation's energy policy in decades. The wide-ranging bill includes amendments on energy infrastructure, nuclear power, and a number of cybersecurity measures. Supporters say those measures will help bolster digital defenses for power grids. Another cybersecurity amendment would boost cybersecurity research. In fact, researchers say a successful cyber attack could cause massive blackouts, putting life-saving equipment at risk at hospitals and shutting down electric pumps that would disrupt the country's water supply. And
that's Linda Kenyon reporting. In Manchester, New Hampshire, Hillary Clinton said yesterday she's taking her best shot at winning next Tuesday's New Hampshire primary.
I am going to compete as hard as I know how between now and Tuesday to earn your support.
Rival Bernie Sanders, a senator from neighboring Vermont, enjoys a sizable lead in the polls in New Hampshire. In London today, Prime Minister Cameron calling on world leaders to finalize plans to assist millions of Syrian refugees.
With so much that is so difficult in the Syrian crisis, that is so intractable in the Syrian crisis, today is about funding for refugees.
London is hosting a Syria support conference. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18 months special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.joinlhs.com or call 800-722-8041. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.joinlhs.com or call 800-722-8041.
A United Nations panel has ruled in favor of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange after he complained he was arbitrarily detained.
Julian Assange appears to be on safe ground when he says he'll surrender to the police tomorrow if the UN ruling is against him. Although he walked into the Ecuadorian embassy claiming asylum there, he argued to the UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention that his confinement amounts to detention because he'd be arrested if he came out. The panel's decision is not legally binding. And the Foreign Office insists Mr. Assange is avoiding lawful detention by choosing to stay in the embassy, and that it's still obliged to extradite him to Sweden over an outstanding allegation of rape.
As the BBC's Caroline Holly. In Greece, a general strike has canceled flights, ferries, and public transportation, shut down schools, courts, and pharmacies. Unions called a strike to protest pension reforms that are all part of Greece's third international bailout agreement. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Airports around the country are ramping up training to try and spot any signs of human trafficking. San Francisco International Airport spokesman Doug Yackel says the airport there aggressively working to fight human trafficking through its facility by training its workers better.
Every employee that gets an airport ID badge has to watch training on the safety and security. We're looking at whether or not there's a place for this training in that forum because we really want to take it to a larger audience.
The awareness campaign in Colombia, now just underway, also joins those at 13 airports across the country, including JFK and LaGuardia in New York and Chicago's O'Hare Airport. In Grand Island, Nebraska, truck stop clerk James Williams says the closures on Interstate 80 created traffic nightmares for many drivers because of a massive snowstorm.
It gets shut down maybe once a year, twice, maybe. It just depends on the weather.
Farther south, that same storm system has taken the form of strong winds knocking down trees, damaging vehicles and buildings. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, well, we're back with you, America. Welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and as I said before, Joel Rosenberg is going to be with us, and he is here. New York Times bestselling author of both fiction and nonfiction books. He's become known for predicting coming events in his fiction books, including 9/11-style attacks, predicted the plane would fly into the building in Denver. He's a former writer for Rush Limbaugh, former campaign manager for Steve Forbes, a dual citizen in U.S. and Israel. Joel, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Doing well. Great to be with you, Bill. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. You know, your perspective with you now based in Israel. In fact, I'm going to join you there. I'll be there next week. With a bunch of pastors from Kufi, which I'm looking forward to. It'll be my first time to Israel, so we're going to be on quite
Thank
the tour.
For coming.
Yeah,
well, it's, we're going. I'm actually in Manhattan at the moment. But
Okay. Well, first of all, congratulations on the new book, The First Hostage. You know, with you, the way you write your books, you know, I was bragging about you earlier. I said, he has such a prescient perspective that your books come off and next thing you know, the headlines are following. And, you know, and I'm going, okay, are we going to have The First Hostage as a headline coming soon to America?
I pray to God that we do not. As this novel begins, this novel, The First Hostage, it's fiction. It's a political thriller, but it is about a worst case scenario, and that is what if the Islamic State plotted the ultimate capture of the ultimate hostage, the President of the United States, to attack a Middle East peace summit where the president would be, you know, would be hosting it, and then begin to not only capture him but threaten to behead him if certain demands aren't met. I mean, that is just a horrifying circumstance, a situation. Now, The First Hostage, which just was released, it's a sequel to the novel that came out last January, the first in this series called The Third Target. And
right.
That novel begins with this New York Times reporter, J.B. Collins, who hears a rumor that ISIS is planning some horrific attack somewhere, but he is trying to figure out who these guys are, what they want, where they're going to attack. And that was book one. And this picks up, The First Hostage picks up 6 seconds after the cliffhanger ending of The Third Target. But God forbid that anything like this happens.
Right. Some people would say, why is Joel giving the enemy some ideas? Well, I would say to you, don't think that the enemy hasn't thought about this. I mean, you know, it wasn't that long ago when the possibilities of planes being hijacked and taken into buildings in New York was maybe a very far-fetched idea. And look what happened. Reality finally struck.
Well, that's right. Yes, my first novel was about radical Muslims hijacking a jet plane, flying it into an American city. Now, I wrote that 9 months before September 11th, but it wasn't published. I was finishing it on the morning of 9/11/2001 in Washington, D.C., where my wife and kids and I were living at that time. In fact, as I was on the second to last chapter of that first novel I'd ever written, and at that moment, Flight 77 from American Airlines was being hijacked at the airport 15 minutes from our house, turned around, flown over our house, and into the Pentagon. So I am not trying to predict specific events, and I am I'm certainly not trying to aid and abet an enemy. I have studied radical Islam since I went to Israel to study in 1987. I worked for Prime Minister Netanyahu, for other U.S. and Israeli leaders. I've traveled to Iraq four times, to Afghanistan, lived in Egypt with my family for 3 months. I've been writing about this, thinking about this, studying this, talking to former terrorists. I've been talking to arrested terrorists. I've been talking to former CIA directors, and even the Prime Minister of Jordan last year, trying to understand the mindset of people who want to destroy us and trying to write novels to help, first of all, to entertain, admittedly.
Right.
I want to keep people up all night till I get curses from them by Twitter at 5 or 6 in the morning saying, I've been up all night, I got to go to work in an hour, you're killing me here.
Yes.
That's what I want. But also, to help people imagine a world that could exist if our leaders don't understand the threat that we face.
Well, and that's the whole scenario here, Joel, is you are, in a sense, even though you're doing it in an entertaining way, you are really grabbing a hold of people's minds and shoulders and shaking them and saying, look it, we have a clear and present danger here, and sticking your head in the sand is not the answer.
Well, that's right. And I think that what concerns me enormously is we have a president of the United States right now who believes he understands Islam better than any American president in history, and clearly does not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know there are people who call the president a Muslim. I don't go there, but I do believe that, you know, having come from a Muslim background, been raised for a while in a Muslim country, Indonesia, he believes he understands it better than the rest of us. But what are we watching? We're watching America losing to radical Islam. And worse, it's not just the president won't even acknowledge, he won't even define it as radical Islam. And how do you defeat an enemy that you refuse to define? But it's worse than that. As this novel, The First Hostage, examines and imagines, radical Islam is bad, but apocalyptic Islam, as I call it, is worse.
Yes.
What do I mean? Radical Islam is like Al-Qaeda, Hamas, the Taliban. These are people who want to use violence to get us to leave the Middle East, their what they call their holy land. So they'll attack us to try to get us to be exhausted, tired, and defeated, and to leave their part of the world. That's radical Islam. Apocalyptic Islam is worse. They don't want to simply attack us. They want to annihilate us. That's the words they use. So they want chemical weapons. They want nuclear weapons. They want long-range ballistic missiles. They want to commit genocide. Why? Because they believe they're not just trying to get rid of us in a certain part of the world. They want a global Islamic kingdom or
exactly.
a caliphate.
Mm-hmm.
They're driven by what they believe are Islamic prophecies about the end of the world, and they're actually trying to bring about the end of the world as we know it. This is infinitely more dangerous. And yet the current president, and I would add the two front runners in the presidential campaign, none of the three of them understand this.
Exactly. And Joel, you just laid it out brilliantly, and we need to, you know, you and I have had this discussion before and relevant to the apocalyptic Islam, and I like the way you put that in perspective, from radical to apocalyptic, that we're not talking a regional caliphate anymore. We're talking a global caliphate,
And this is much more threatening than we could even imagine. And as far as the president's worldview on this, I agree with you. I say whether or not he is a Muslim, clearly he was raised, he's got some awareness. You would think that the advantage would be with the United States because of that. But I'm not seeing a whole lot of advantage, and others are, agree as well. Our conversation with Joel Rosenberg, his book, The First Hostage, more from Joel right after this. Stay with us, America. It's just about 14 minutes after the top of the hour.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Live.
Tell me.
All
All right, Ron, and then Charles quickly on a run.
Well, that was always going to be the problem. We can't trust these folks, but we do have to deal with them. And my problem with this is, in addition to missiles, something that was left off the table in the negotiations were our hostages there. We have a reporter, for example, with the Washington Post, who's still sitting in jail after we've cut a deal. And it gets down to, as it does with everything else with this administration, a question of competence and credibility. Even if you support this deal, do you really believe that this administration is going to be able to hold Iran accountable and make sure that the worst-case scenarios don't come out of this thing?
Kerry is totally oblivious to the asymmetry here. Once we say that the adherence starts today, that means that we released $150 billion and they have it, and it's not going to be reversed. It means the sanctions are lifted and the Chinese, the Europeans, and others are not going to lift them, are not going to impose them again. On the other hand, we know they've been doing the missiles illegally, and we have no idea of knowing what the baseline of their uranium was with this ostentatious shipping of it abroad. If you don't know how much was held in the first place, you have no idea how much it has now. This is an administration hell-bent on doing this, and we will regret it for a generation.
Well, Joel Rosenberg is with us. We continue the conversation. Joel, you just heard Mr. Krautheimer there, Dr. Krautheimer, on Iran and, to your point, this apocalyptic Islam and this worldview that has absolutely permeated the Middle East.
Absolutely. And you had two interesting, on that clip, you have two interesting voices, Ron Fournier, the former Associated Press correspondent who covered the Clintons, who covered President Obama. And he, you know, he's definitely left the center, but he's a fair guy, and he's saying that even if you agree with the deal, you know, and you think it was a good deal, this president doesn't seem to have the capacity to keep the deal, to enforce it rather. And of course, Dr. Krautheimer, center right, saying that the president is hell bent, or I'm sorry, the Iranians are hell bent on getting the bomb, and again, this president doesn't seem to be to have the vision or the courage to stop Iran. This is what's so dangerous, and this is what my novel, The First Hostage, is about, which is what happens, what could happen if a president thinks he understands the threats that we face from radical and apocalyptic Islam, but he doesn't, and he's blindsided by an evil he does not understand. And unfortunately, we've got one more year of President Obama leading us down such a dangerous path, but the two frontrunners, Secretary Clinton and Donald Trump, neither of them have demonstrated any understanding, serious understanding, of radical Islam or apocalyptic Islam. Secretary Clinton supports President Obama's insane deal with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason the deal is insane is not because of the text. I've read the full text of the agreement. If you were making it with Denmark or the Philippines or Brazil, you know, it's an arms control agreement. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, who are you signing the deal with? And the Iranian leadership has said repeatedly that it wants to annihilate the United States of America. And Israel.
And Israel, right.
It is building long-range ballistic missiles already in defiance of the very agreements that we just signed and other UN Security Council agreements. And if you study the end times theology that animates the Iranian leadership, you realize that, and I've studied it in depth, they want to bring about the end of the world as we know it by committing genocide against Jews and Christians, particularly annihilating the United States, so that they can hasten or accelerate the coming of their so-called Messiah, known as the Mahdi, or the 12th Imam.
Right.
If you understand that about them, you understand why this deal is insane, because it puts Iran on two pathways to nuclear weapons. Number
exactly.
one, if they cheat on this deal, they'll get nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. And number two, if they don't cheat, they just wait for 10 years, then all the sanctions and restrictions are removed, and they can build hundreds of nuclear weapons, and we would have nothing to say about it.
Exactly. Well, Joel, they're on the verge of getting, you know, billions of dollars here. very shortly. And then we see what happened in North Korea. Reports are that the tentacles of Iran lead to North Korea. And we've got this report of, you know, whether or not it's an H-bomb, an atomic bomb that they detonated. You know, the scientists are still trying to, you know, discern exactly what they unleashed here. But, of course, North Korea is claiming an H-bomb.
That's right. Well, that's a different novel that I wrote. That was called Dead Heat. It came out in 2008 about North Korea building an arsenal of nuclear weapons and firing four of them off of container ships at four different cities in the United States all at once during a presidential campaign year. Let's pray that doesn't happen. But that was a different novel. Look, the world is evil, and darkness is falling, Bill. And unfortunately, under President Obama's watch, the forces of freedom are in retreat. And this is going to be an incredibly dangerous year because you've got Vladimir Putin seeing the U.S. is on retreat, so he's moving into Syria. Iran sees America in retreat, so it has allowed people to attack, storm, burn down the Saudi embassy in Tehran. Issue after issue, the North Koreans testing a hydrogen bomb. I mean, this is a very dangerous world, made all the more dangerous by a president who doesn't know what he's doing.
And you haven't even mentioned China.
Choose someone who does know what he or she is doing to replace him.
Exactly. Well, and you know, I've said that experience defines preference. In this last 8 years, we've got plenty of information in terms of defining preference. And if the voter in America doesn't understand what the next president needs to know and what they need to be about, we are in serious trouble. And that's your next question, what the next president will need to know about Iran and the Islamic State.
Yeah, that's right. I wrote a column for the Jerusalem Post this week. I've posted it on my blog, so it's easier to find. People go to joelrosenberg.com, and you click onto the blog section, you'll see this column. And I just walk through this distinction between radical Islam, which is dangerous enough, but apocalyptic Islam, which is even more dangerous because it's driven by people who are trying to bring about the end of the world. And what I'm talking about is the leaders of Iran and the leaders of the Islamic State. I quote them in the article. But that's what I'm trying to work my way through, getting to know the various presidential candidates, those who will meet with me to brief them, to educate them, and to educate the American people. Now one thing is interesting, Bill. Fiction, writing novels, is an interesting way to try to educate people because people don't feel like they're being educated. You know, you take them on a high-speed, high-octane adventure, with all kinds of drama, and you pull them through a story that hopefully they can't put down even at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And they are engaged emotionally as well as intellectually in a story, not in a cause or in a subject. And yet, as you're getting pulled into the story deeper and deeper, and begin caring for the characters who are living in the story as ISIS unleashes this horrific scenario, and a president who doesn't understand what's going on finds himself, you know, literally captured by the very people that we're all warning him to go defeat. It allows people to think about things that, you know, they're not going to go buy a 900-page book on the history of radical Islam or their theology or their eschatology.
But this takes them through it.
Will be that for people.
Well, and congratulations. I understand you got some good news. Latest report on the sales of The First Hostage?
Yeah, we just found out it'll hit 21 on the USA Today bestseller list, and I'll be on the Today Show later this morning to talk about it.
Well, congratulations. Joel Rosenberg, New York Times bestselling author of both fiction and nonfiction books, his latest book, The First Hostage. Joel, is always good to have you with us. Be safe out there. It is 28 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up right now.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7 second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7 second walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7 second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping.
About that song. I just love the song. What does it take? Just some of the reasons why the 60s were such a great era with great music like that. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. And with us right now, Chris Farrell, Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch. Chris is also former military, and he did it all. I mean, and so he brings this to the table. And it's always good to have an opportunity to talk with Chris. Chris, I want to talk to you briefly about Benghazi, the movie. I got to tell you, I am surprised that it is not causing more consternation, because I think that's a very, very powerful movie. It's even without trying too hard, the Clintons are able to kind of keep it quiet.
Well, and the movie's done very well financially, right? It's upwards of $50 million, I think, now. And for a long time held a top 10 spot on the various movie scoreboards of, you know, who's going to see what. So I think this is a case of a real legitimate sort of grassroots support of the film. It's something that a number of my colleagues and friends, associates, have all made an effort to get out and see. They talk about it in very moving terms. They find it very persuasive. And so while the big media may choose to ignore it, I think that there's a broad common interest in it and support that, you know, is underreported.
Mm. Well, for you as a former military intelligence officer, when you even read of the story and began to hear about Benghazi, you realized that this was more than just a military failure. I mean, this was a political failure. This was an operational failure. The state has been able, I'm talking about Hillary Clinton, and the State Department has been able up to now to just kind of dodge bullets here. And we, you know, wonder that even with the select committee with Trey Gowdy, you know, he is absolutely like a bird dog, you know, after this issue. Although he's not getting, and understandably, I mean, the Democrats are trying to say, well, there's no there, and they just keep on chewing on this and wasting people's money and time. But to your point, it is critical. I mean, we lost four men, four American citizens, rather tragically, that the way it's demonstrated and brought out in the movie, it's very powerful and compelling. How do you just turn your head and just say, okay, Hillary, yeah, we agree, there's no there?
Well, there's two things. First, you know, my background was as a counterintelligence officer in the Army. And so I commanded units with special agents of Army counterintelligence. We conducted counterespionage investigations. And I also commanded the Army's surveillance team. We had our own organic physical, aerial, and technical surveillance capability in support of both counterintelligence operations and clandestine human operations. I've had years of experience in contact and working relationship with folks within Army Special Forces. So I'm not guessing at this stuff. I did it for a living. And I can tell you that there is an entire, I refer to it as like an alternate reality, mm-hmm. a whole other complete story about what went on in Benghazi, what's been reported, what hasn't been reported, you know, the untold story, the untold details, some of which are classified and will remain classified and correctly. But let me assure your listeners that the American public generally has nowhere near the full story. There's been some egregious betrayals of trust. And I'm a little disappointed that some of the retired leadership, the recently retired leadership, has not been more forthcoming. In all of these tragedies, whether it's Benghazi, whether it's the social engineering games in the military, the shift in gun ass don't tell policy, mm-hmm. forcing the Marines to take female combat arms soldiers or Marines. You know, there's not a single general officer or flag officer, no admiral, no general, has resigned in protest. There is no modern-day Billy Mitchell. There's no one who's put their stars on the table and said, go ahead, court-martial me. Not one. And I find that very disappointing.
Chris, I think they sent those guys to the exit doors a long time ago. I mean, you look at the quality flag officers we've lost over the years. Those are the ones that would have, you know, stepped forward. And I'm like you. I think in part I'm surprised that they haven't said much. You know, they have really been able to tie a tight noose around them, because you would think a guy like McChrystal, maybe some others that that you have high regard for, would speak up. But the current the current flag officers that are still operational, I think that they're still operational because they go along to get along.
I think the only guy recently who's had any guts, and of course, they essentially fired him and retired him, General Flynn, the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one who's being very frank, but none others. I mean, there's this thundering silence from the leadership, and there was a day when there was real leadership, guys with spines, and if somebody would have put their stars on the table and said, "Go ahead, court martial me." I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to stand by and watch you destroy the military. And they're all just stock puppets now. They're all just worried about getting their retirement and getting their appointment to a corporate board someplace. There's very little integrity, and I find that huge hole to be very alarming. I mean, what does it say about our leadership in the military across the board?
Exactly. Well, for this to happen, I mean, even though there's much we don't know about Benghazi, there's a lot that we do know. And how someone is able to dodge those bullets. I mean, I was at one viewing, Chris, where a woman absolutely screamed at the theater. She screamed out, yelling, you know, damn you, Hillary Clinton, damn you, Barack Obama, when our men were being killed. And there were a couple of voices of amen, but people were in, you know, talk about being shocked and awed. They were definitely emotionally, you know, captured by, you know, what had happened. We've got a couple of minutes left here, Chris, and I did want to have you give us a report on, you know, the latest batch of Clinton emails that continue to come out. And Judicial Watch is reporting on an email revealing that Sidney Blumenthal, of course, he was in the middle of this, who's not even supposed to be part of the State Department, advising Clinton, already told by her boss not to do that, that former Representative Eric Cantor committed a possible felony by disclosing Petraeus classified information. Tell us about that. We've got about a minute and a half.
Yeah, you know, Blumenthal is a political operator and, frankly, a clown, and that's why Obama wouldn't even allow him to have an official position in the administration at the State Department with Hillary Clinton. But he served as her sort of back-channel little private advisory and intelligence capacity or firm. Mm-hmm. And here's Sidney Blumenthal, who's sort of a third-rate reporter and gossip monger, is opining as though he were an attorney or a law enforcement officer about culpability with respect to Representative Cantor and General Petraeus. The irony is rich, rich, rich irony. Mm. And I'd also like to address your listeners to something we've been fighting for, which is the draft indictment of Hillary Clinton dating back to Whitewater. If folks look up on the Drudge Report this morning, they'll see that posted up there. And we're fighting for stuff that the federal government is trying to stop the American public from knowing that Hillary was a hair's breadth away from being indicted as a criminal.
Exactly. Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell, has been with us. Chris, thank you so much. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's 19 minutes before the top of the hour, America.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Imagine how much cooler I'll be in summer.
The cold are both so intense, put them together, it just makes sense. Winter's a good time to stay in and cuddle, but put me in summer and I'll be a happy snowman!
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, it's only fitting. We have a little bit of movie music. Why not? Because it's time to talk to Steve, the movie guy, live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California. The movie guy has got the latest box office, big screen news for us. And speaking of family-friendly movies, Kung Fu Panda, numero uno, huh?
Yes, number one, Kung Fu Panda 3 still has some gas, making about $41.3 million last weekend. It is number one. Revenant was number two. It's made about $138 so far, and Star Wars just continues to go. It should break $900 million in this country soon, if it hasn't already, and $2 billion worldwide.
After all they've done, Steve, I mean, they're only, you know, averaging, what, about, no, actually, they did 11,000, averaging about 4,000 per theater. I guess time for DVD. Just send it over, you know.
I think so. It will be huge in that market as well, you know, one they have. Finest Hours, a bit of a disappointment for that one, 10.3, and then Ride Along 2 was number 5. I had a chance to see The Hateful Eight last weekend. I'm a little late to that party. It is, you know, it's a great-looking movie. The scenery is something, and the performances are right on, but it is a bloody mess. Quentin Tarantino outdoes himself.
I mean, is there just enough, is there enough blood left for Quentin Tarantino? That's all I want to know.
The blood budget, I think, on the Quentin Tarantino movie must be outstanding. Okay, we have a movie I've really been looking forward to. The Coen brothers are back. Now, the Coen brothers are the directing and writing team that have brought us The Big Lebowski, Fargo, Raising Arizona, and they're back with a movie called Hail Caesar. Great reviews. 78% are recommending this, and it takes place during the 1950s in Hollywood, the Golden Age, and one critic said, this is Hollywood magic. It's the early 50s. You got this guy by the name of Eddie Mannix, who is a Hollywood fixer, played by Josh Brolin. He's busy at work trying to solve all the problems of actors and filmmakers at Capitol Pictures. And his assignments lately have been involved with a disgruntled director, a singing cowboy, beautiful swimmer played beautifully by Scarlett Johansson, a handsome actor played by Channing Tatum. And if all this wasn't enough, Mannix faces his biggest challenge when Baird Whitlock, played by George Clooney, gets kidnapped while in costume for a swords and sandal epic called Hail Caesar. And the idea is this: if the studio doesn't pay $100,000, it's the got a great cast here. Josh Brolin, George Clooney, Ralph Fiennes, Jonah Hill, Scarlett Johansson, Frances McDormand, Tilda Swinton, Channing Tatum. I am there. I'm going to see it Saturday. Sounds
I think we need an amusing movie, you know, for all that we've been bombarded with. Can you imagine what the folks have been going through in the political, you know, areas like Iowa and New Hampshire, speaking of being carpet bombed with all the TV commercials and everything? This is probably a movie they need to go to just to get their brains cleared up and get them reset, you know?
I was talking to somebody in Iowa, and they said it is just astounding. And not only do you see nonstop political ads, but the phone calls. The phone is constantly ringing up. So they do need a break, absolutely.
Yes.
And this Hail Caesar may be it. Now, we're all familiar with Nicholas Sparks, of course, right? The best-selling author. He brought us things like The Notebook, Nights in Rodanthe, Safe Haven. Well, he has another movie out. It's called The Choice. Listen to this. We have a feisty medical student, Gabby Holland. She moves in next door to this perennial ladies' man, Travis Shaw. It sends them both on a romantic journey that neither ever dreamed possible. They have this whirlwind courtship. Gabby and Travis wed. They build a family together, making every decision hand in hand until one of them is forced to make the most important choice of their life alone. A poignant and life-affirming celebration of love and marriage and family that explores the most heart-wrenching question of all: how far would you go to keep the hope of love alive? Wasn't reviewed for the critics. I mean, it wasn't reviewed for the critics, but if you're into Nicholas Sparks movies, this probably is one to see. Some cranky old critic did have a chance to see it, and he said, look, it's an overcooked performance, irritating characters, cliched script, and a twist that makes you weep for all the wrong reasons. What does that guy know, huh?
Well, what does he know? And his wife is probably saying, you need to go see the movie, bucko.
Maybe so. You know, nobody does it quite like Nicholas Sparks, and you have another chance to see his work this weekend. It is called The Choice. Now, we all remember Pride and Prejudice. Remember that? One of the best,
most
popular novels in English literature. You know, back in 1813, it was published. Jane Austen was the author. Well, this is a classic tale of a tangled relationship between lovers from the different social classes in 19th century England. Well, in this particular movie called Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Zombies. You got to have zombies. I mean, it's the 21st century. Lordy.
They're faced with a new challenge. Yes, they have an army of undead zombies to deal with. Now, 48% of the critics are recommending. I'm not sure the dyed-in-the-wool Jane Austen fan is going to get on board for this one, but check out the trailer. It is a rather interesting treatment of this material. It's called Pride and Prejudice and Zombies out this weekend.
Can I tell you, I'm like up to here with zombies.
I am.
And the blood of Quentin Tarantino, zombies, they're right there. They're up there for me.
I think both have been overdone. Absolutely.
Yeah, just a little bit overcooked, okay?
Yeah,
Forks are in both those already. All right.
All right. Let's move on to Regression.
That's not on my list. You gather?
I don't think I'll see you there. No.
Okay.
Regression is out this weekend. You're not getting great reviews. I've been seeing this trailer forever. Now, this is taking a movie that takes place in Minnesota back in 1990. Detective Bruce Kenner, played by Ethan Hawke, investigates the case of a young Angela, played by Emma Watson, who's, by the way, getting good reviews for her performance. She accuses her father, John Gray, of an unspeakable crime. And when John unexpectedly and without recollection admits guilt, a renowned psychologist is brought in to help him relive the memories, and what they discover unmasks a horrifying nationwide mystery.
Whoa.
Only 5% recommending. One critic saying it's kind of the cinematic equivalent of a dog chasing its tail. So there you go. Regression out there this weekend. Check out the trailer. You may find it interesting. Should we talk about the SAG Awards last
week? Yeah, let's do that. Yes.
We're seeing some trends develop. Now, this, of course, is the awards season. So one of the trends is that Brie Larson, for her performance in The Room, seems to be an odds-on favorite for the Academy Award. She won the Golden Globe and the Critics' Choice, and last weekend the Screen Actors Guild Award for her performance in Room. And also, Leonardo DiCaprio won last weekend at the SAG. He also won the Golden Globe and the Critics' Choice, so that does kind of make him an odds-on favorite. It looks like it might be Leo's year. Best Supporting Actor was won by Idris Elba for Beasts of No Nation, which everybody thought was a good idea because he's a person of color, finally winning something during the award season. And
especially when there's so much controversy about people of color not being acknowledged, huh?
Yeah, and I guess it's a terrific film and a great performance as well. Now, the Screen Actors are the people who are voting on this, and so they are the people that really know acting, and so this is a pretty good indication. We have Alicia Vikander winning for The Danish Girl. She was great in The Danish Girl and also for times since the DGA Award inception has the DGA Award winner not gone on to win the Academy Award. Okay, so this is a real good indication of how this will go during the Oscar competition. So we have these five people that are nominated. I think you've seen all of these movies. We have Alejandro Gonzalez Iñárritu for The Revenant, Tom McCarthy for Spotlight, Adam McKay for The Big Short, George Miller for Mad Max, and Ridley Scott for The Martian. I should note that Ridley Scott has not been nominated for a Best Director Oscar, which most people think is the snub of the award season. So what do you think? You've seen these movies. Who do you think should win?
You know, I got to tell you, I still like The Martian. I mean, I know that, that's just me, and that's just, I liked The Martian.
Yeah. I think that, from a director's standpoint, was quite an achievement. He also, you know, he's been nominated for Thelma and Louise, Gladiator, and Black Hawk Down, but he has never won an Oscar, and won't this year because he's not even nominated, but it could be the Director Guild, he could be their choice.
What would that say about that? I mean, you know, if he was to win and he's not even nominated, he's not even in the running, this is going to be a little bit of fun. It'll give us something else to talk about besides what the women are wearing on the red carpet.
It could be, and like I say, he certainly deserves it. I love the movie. George Miller, I think, is an odds-on favorite because Mad Max is quite a directorial accomplishment. He's won before for Happy Feet, but if you've seen The Revenant, I mean, that was quite a project, and Alejandro Gonzalez Iñárritu really pulls it off, but he won last year for Birdman.
Yeah.
Who knows? That's
right.
Going to be coming up this weekend. On Saturday, we'll have a chance to see that. So what looks good out there this weekend for you?
Well, let me see here. I'm away from the grandkids, so I can't go see Kung Fu Panda 3. I want to go see that, you know, so
You might want to think about, we have a movie called Misconduct, and I'll bring this up only because it's one of those movies that is being released with very little fanfare but has a terrific cast, and the trailer makes it look like a pretty good movie. We have a movie starring Josh Duhamel, Al Pacino, Anthony Hopkins, and Julia Stiles in this one, and it's about an ambitious lawyer finding himself caught in a power struggle between a corrupt pharmaceutical executive, played by Anthony Hopkins, and his firm's senior partner, and the case takes a deadly turn, and he has to race to uncover the truth before he loses everything. Check out the trailer, but we're not seeing any publicity for this movie. It looks like it's one they're just kind of trying to silently release, get out the door, and move on to other things. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. I know, and I'm supposed to check out, I'm going to a special screening of The Risen on Friday, and that's been trailed up pretty good, and that'll be out, it's going to be coming out on February the 18th, so I get a little preview look at that, but I may go check out Hail Caesar and just hope that it's a good movie, because I need a break. I need something
like
to
fun.
Just kind of give me a little mental break. We all need that. But hey, lots to choose from at the Cineplex this weekend. Don't forget the popcorn. Have a good time, Steve, the movie guy. Steve, always good to have you with us. Have a great one. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 2 minutes before the top of the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.